This is Coach Lee, and you're listening to The Door Report.
At Vanderbilt, it's Tim Corbin and the Vandy Boys, Jerry Stackhouse on the hardwood, and Clark Lee on the gridiron. Nashville, it's time to sit back, relax, grab a cold one, and enjoy the show. The Music City is our stage, and West End is where we rock. You're listening to The Door Report, the premier Vanderbilt podcast for fans who bleed black and gold. Commodore Nation, anchor down.
Welcome back into The Door Report, episode 252, on a cold but still lovely Thursday, December 14th, as I forgot to update my script here with the date, December 14th, 2023. I am Will Byram, joined as always by my co-host Trevor Hewlin and our loyal producer, Miss Phoebe. Thank you for joining us here today, Phoebe. We might have, Trevor, we talked about it before, this might be the shortest episode of TDR in the history of TDR. We've said this before. There's actually nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Like you said, we were even wondering if we even wanted, like, we almost wanted to just take the week off because there's literally nothing to talk about.
TDR listeners, TDR fans out there, we're here for you. This is for you.
You need me.
You need me to save you, to get you through this boring ass time of athletics right now. There was no basketball game.
You need me to save you.
No significant updates on the coaching staff.
Nope.
Very little significant updates in the transfer portal. Literally almost nothing to discuss, but we still found some storylines to discuss here on episode 252. And we're going to tease a special guest that we have upcoming.
Big things for 253. Big things coming.
So stay tuned during episode 252 for who's going to be joining next week on episode 253 of TDR. Might be a familiar name to some of the listeners out there. Might be a throwback to a guy that used to be joining this podcast quite a bit.
Somebody in the TDR universe, maybe?
I don't know. Might have to find out in segment one.
Have they been a part of more than two TDRs?
They have.
So it's not Blake Froemming.
They've been a part of at least more than two TDRs. At least more than two TDRs. But we have an update a little bit on the transfer portal in episode 252. The 2024 Vanderbilt football schedule has been officially released, and there are some small little changes in that schedule that I don't think we expected heading into the 2024 season. That'll be a little bit of a discussion, not a full preview or anything, but a little bit of a discussion. And Trevor, you're going to give us a little bit of a coaching staff update.
I am.
In segment one or segment two, I'm not sure yet. And then we will have a very brief, very boring, and very depressing preview of Vanderbilt's upcoming matchup against Texas Tech. Not going to be great.
No.
I don't have...
Hey, we already beat them once in bidding for Tyron Lawrence, so...
So...
We're 1-0
against 1-0
Tech.
Man, how... I'm going to ask this question before we actually get into segment one. When was the last time you were this disinterested in Vanderbilt basketball? And overall, the Vanderbilt fan base was this disinterested in mid-December? Nobody's talking about it.
I don't think I've ever been this disinterested. Really? Like, a lot of people say, well, last year. I don't think anybody was.
It wasn't this bad.
I don't think anybody was this disinterested this time last year. I don't know. It's subjective, but I don't think I've ever been this disinterested this in December basketball.
I think the expectations this year were also at least equal or a little bit higher than last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it was tournament or bust, and right now this team's sitting at 4-5, 200-plus in KenPom and the net. It's not looking good currently for the Commodores. But before we get into all that and much more, Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Door Report. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And while you're at it, give our podcast 5 stars and a review on iTunes. Trevor, before I say it's time for segment one, I forgot to say we are presented by Corey Perkins of Parks Realty.
Perk Dog.
Perk Dog. If you're a first-time home buyer or looking to move homes in the Nashville area, Corey Perkins is your man. You can reach out to Corey via phone call or text at 615-967-8623. Or you can reach out to Corey via email at coreyperkins@realtracks.com. Realtracks spelled RealTracks.com. Trevor, it's now time for segment one.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back into episode 252 of The Door Report, powered by Corey Perkins of Parks Realty. Trevor, it's time for a transfer portal update. We had a huge transfer portal update. I'm going to mess that up multiple times. Last episode, A lot of guys transferring out. We ran through that whole list. We won't do that again. First, of guys transferring out, there have been no new names enter the transfer portal. Unless I've missed them. There have been a couple guys that already announced they were transferring out that have found new homes.
Yeah.
First of all, Jaden McGowan, to nobody's surprise, has officially committed to South Carolina.
Yep.
It's going to be very interesting to see how he performs in that Gamecock offense without Spencer Rattler.
Do we even know who their quarterback's going to be?
Interesting choice. I think that is where Jaden McGowan's from.
Yes.
So it South makes Carolina sense. Kid. It makes sense in that way. But an interesting decision by Jaden McGowan to go to another program with an unsettled quarterback room.
Have fun playing Beamer ball, brother.
It's just like, have you not learned your lessons from the mistakes previously made? Like, he's going to be the guy who's going to be involved in that South Carolina offense. They obviously had issues with drops last season.
Yeah.
Big time issues with drops at South Carolina. But once again, you're probably going to have a team that struggles to get you the ball consistently. Again,
does this, and tell me if I sound biased, I know Vanderbilt was bad this year. Does this not feel like a lateral move?
It's where he's from. So in one,
but just in terms of like the program and like where they're at this very current moment, December 14th, 2023, does it not kind of feel like a lateral move?
As close to a lateral move as you can possibly have going to another SEC program.
Yeah.
From Vanderbilt.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
South Carolina, are they better than Vanderbilt? Probably. Yeah. Yes. Do they have a bigger fan base than Vanderbilt? Yes, of course. Vanderbilt has the smallest fan base in the entire SEC, but that program's not in an incredible place that they just need a few transfers in and all of a sudden they're going to be a competitive SEC program.
I mean, I also think we should note, if South Carolina doesn't do really good this year, Shane Beamer might get fired.
It's true.
They were sick and tired of him last year and his dumb euphemisms. So you're going to a program that, in my opinion, I do think it's a lateral move because you don't have a quarterback. The offensive line was just as bad as Vanderbilt's. And you're playing for Shane Beamer, who might get fired, and then you might find yourself in the portal once more. Who knows? Congrats to him, though, I guess.
Sorry,
South Carolina comes here next year, don't they?
Do they? We have the schedule
to
go over.
I think South Carolina comes here.
I'll pull up the schedule. We will go over that in the next segment.
Will is sending out tweets right now.
I am sending out tweets from the TDR account. So if I'm a little bit distracted, I had to tweet out about another Vanderbilt wide receiver.
We should let Phoebe run the Twitter now that she's
Phoebe already has her own
somehow
Twitter
utilizing her little toe beans in now order to send tweets.
So Twitter already, or Phoebe already has a Twitter, been created, follows TDR members, birds, friskies, cat food. Well, what is Phoebe's name on Twitter?
Arm & Hammer cat litter. She follows them as well.
That's a big, Phoebe's name is Phoebe, P-H-E-E-B, Phoebe da D-A producer.
Phoebe the producer.
Phoebe the producer. So give that a follow. Phoebe's running that account. It's not on us. She's just purring and meowing at news. So that should be an interesting follow. But another Vanderbilt receiver, what I was tweeting out about, Will Shepard has committed to Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffalo.
Oh. Oh.
We have said going from one black and gold to another black and gold. So don't have to worry about changing up the wardrobe
that
too much
true.
In the color scheme. Big, big audience for Will Shepard.
Yes, which is, I'm guessing, not guessing, is what he wants.
It's probably what he wants. Shedeur Sanders is at quarterback. I think Will Shepard is one of those guys that does have potential to have star power. So I think for him in the NIL era, this might make sense. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting personality. I think he fits the Colorado team well. I don't want to talk too much negatively about Will Shepard because I understand why he would want to transfer. I think Will Shepard is definitely a me first guy. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
That's also
time.
Just wide receivers.
That is,
in general.
We talked about that. You want that in wide receivers in some ways. Most of the great wide receivers have some of that in them.
I think the only wide receiver, and I firmly believe this, the only wide receiver that I know of that probably did not have that in him was Jordan Matthews. Jonathan Krause.
Jonathan, he's not a great wide receiver, though.
But
he's great for Vanderbilt.
But
I'm not.
But Jordan Matthews definitely seemed like a whatever it takes to get the team over the hump guy.
That'll be, I will actually be very curious to see what his role is like with Colorado.
He automatically transfers into a team to where he's already the number two option behind Travis Hunter.
That's true.
He's going, that's what, and I get it. Like, and I, this just happened like what, like 30
an
minutes,
hour
an hour ago. He just announced like an hour ago. Yeah, it makes sense. A big personality like him wants to play for a big personality like Prime. I do get that. But for somebody who was tweeting earlier, like quote tweeting the on three transfer portal rankings, it's not too late to delete this and change this because he wasn't in the top 10. Transferring to a team to where you're already the number two guy, to where I'm sure he had plenty of offers to where he could have been stepping into the locker room already the number one guy, going somewhere to you're already the number two guy before you've probably even flown into Boulder, Colorado, seems like an odd choice to me.
You're going to have eyes on you. I mean, that's it makes sense in the same way the Jaden McGowan decision makes sense. That's where he's from. It kind of makes sense for me that Will Shepard goes to Colorado.
Yeah.
I could have seen him going to USC. I could have seen it, but a bigger market team. He feels like more of a West Coast personality, in my opinion. I don't think that's offensive, but I think that might be a decent fit for Will Shepard.
I tell you what, he drops the ball twice, and Coach Prime's going to have the boy in a chokehold on the sideline.
I think he might.
You want to talk about, we always nag on Clark for not showing emotion. If Clark Lee like pulled you out of an entire series because of a celebration penalty, I think if you drop one easy pass, I think Coach Prime he just might score up on you on the sideline by the Gatorade cooler.
Might be.
I don't know. I feel like that might be a clash of personalities.
Yeah, I mean, just as a list, just to run through a couple, he had offers from Houston, USC, Miami, Colorado, obviously. Who else?
LSU,
Tulane,
Florida.
I mean, a lot of Texas A&M, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Minnesota, Auburn. He had a ton of offers.
Yeah.
And ultimately ended up in Colorado. Going to have a national audience on him. That's hard to get in the NIL era. Makes sense. So Trevor, I think it's time to get into this 2024 schedule.
Oh, we forgot Nate Clifton. He also committed to USC.
That is right. Nate Clifton, defensive lineman, did commit
him
to USC.
Him being a four-star in the portal, am I missing something?
Big body experienced on the defensive line.
I saw that on three ranking, and my jaw dropped. I really just don't know football like I think I do. That shocked me.
I don't understand why he's a four-star. I don't understand. I don't know enough about the technicalities of defensive line play to really be able to criticize that. But how good can you really be as a defensive lineman currently at your level of ability if you were a part of this Vanderbilt front seven this year? How good can you actually be? Because this Vanderbilt defense, outside of C.J. Taylor and outside of Langston Patterson, was truly the worst in the country.
It's the worst I've ever seen.
No, it was actually, yeah. We read through the stats at the end of the year. It was bottom five in the country and the worst in all of Power Five. How good can anybody on this defense really be outside of Langston Patterson and C.J. Taylor? So Vanderbilt also had a couple commits in. We'll start with the biggest of those two that Vanderbilt had commit as transfers. Julian Ashby, long snapper from Furman, has committed to Vanderbilt. The Wesley Schelling heir apparent. Are we officially a Julian Ashby podcast?
I think this podcast has long snapper energy. Put in a lot of work. Get some credit whenever we make big splash plays like recovering the ball in the end zone. But really, week in, week out, we just do our job as best we can. I think this is a Julian Ashby pod.
Hard hat and lunch pail kind of pod. Just come in, do your job. Don't need any of the glory. Don't need any of the recognition. Mm-hmm. Just do your damn job. That's Julian Ashby to me. Julian, stop by the tailgates. Long snappers are always welcome. Ask Wesley Schelling. We are very, very
friendly. We hosted Wesley Schelling to a couple of baseball tailgates. Also, has there ever been a more Vanderbilt name ever than Julian Ashby?
Dude, Julian Ashby.
That sounds like a Vanderbilt student if I've ever heard of one.
Going from Wesley Schelling to Julian Ashby, legendary long snapper name.
Yes.
The second commit, not as big of an impact type player. Four-star safety Renton Fontenette from TCU. Huge get.
Former Vanderbilt football commit.
I was being facetious, tongue-in-cheek, when I opened it up with Julian Ashby. Randon Fontenette is
splash.
He is a splash get in the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. Four-star transfer. He's going to make an immediate impact on this defense alongside C.J. Taylor at that safety spot.
I mean, he's probably a game one starter.
He's what? Unless I'm wrong, he's what, 6'2"?
6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah, he's a tall, rangy safety. If you've watched his film or watched him play at all, he is going to be a guy that is going to pop.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that 100% because I thought similar things of Prince Kali. So you never know with injuries. You never know how these guys are actually going to work out once they get on campus.
Yeah.
But Randon Fontenette should be an impact player next year.
And talk about getting a splash player to position of need at safety. After my boy Dericky had a rough season, Jalen, just call it what it is. He was old and slow. Getting a young sophomore, getting a kid there at that position that you know can play, big, big get.
We need to see a lot more big splash gets
in
the transfer portal, but hopefully there will be more updates. That's all we have right now. Hopefully next episode, in episode 253, when we have our very special returning guest, we have more to discuss.
Who is that guest?
Including, hopefully next week, we will have more official updates on this coaching staff.
Good Lord.
Trevor, there are a few little murmurings specifically surrounding the strength and conditioning coaching job. What are you currently hearing? Little birdies, what are they telling you about this staff?
Yeah, so as we all know, the Chuck Losey news, which I stand by my sources. All that happened. Just things move fast. You all know. I'm finally hearing a singular name. Not a couple names. I'm finally hearing a singular name. And if you're on the message boards, this has been spouted. I heard yesterday. What, today's Thursday? I heard last night. Yeah, I heard last night, Wednesday night. We were talking about a specific guy, Matt Ballas, Notre Dame. was the strength and conditioning coach at UConn as well as at Mississippi State during the era in which I believe they were number one in the nation for a period. I hear Vanderbilt might be getting close. Also, too, let's just call a spade a spade. Vanderbilt just offered his kid, and his profile picture on Twitter is him in a Vanderbilt hat. So if I swing and miss on this, I swing and miss. The guy is wearing a Vanderbilt hat in his profile picture. I don't know what to tell you guys.
For everyone out there, Trevor's referring to Matt Ballas.
Oh, what did I say?
You said Matt Ballas.
Oh, did no, I?
You
said it right.
I'm
Ballas,
just repeating. Yes, I'm repeating
Ballas.
The name because I think a lot of Vanderbilt fans might not be familiar
for
with.
For one
name.
Second, I thought like I was like just saying Chuck Losey over, and I was like, wait, was I saying Chuck Losey the whole time?
It's pretty. All the signs are pointing to Vanderbilt's very close to closing a deal for Matt Ballas. They just offered a preferred walk-on to his son Jake Ballas. He announced it via Twitter. He said his son, Jake Ballas, said, after a great conversation with Coach Luzinski, I'm extremely excited and blessed to announce I've received a D1 offer as a PWO, preferred walk-on, from Vanderbilt University.
Can you read the quote tweets on that? The quote tweets are delicious. Just eyeball tweets. All they are eyeball
just
tweets.
Just a lot of eyeball tweets. Hack Squat with a little eyeball Joey. Tweet. Joey with a little eyeball tweet. Billy Derrick.
Big Billy D.
Big Billy D, baby. Billy Derrick, since we brought up that name.
With the thinking man emoji. The Socrates emoji.
Billy is a deep thinking man.
Yes, so, very intellectual.
That might be a guy that he's been on the podcast before. Could that be the guest?
What if one day we just bring Billy back? Just
what
for
if we have Billy back?
The boys are back in town.
The funniest part of I just realized also that song's not about his friends being back in town.
What's it about?
It's about just the boys, the hometown hot boys being back in town. It's not about his friends. Go listen to that song again. Make sure.
Really?
I'm right. Yeah. We're not going to get too into that because I haven't researched that fully, but I did listen to it recently with that perspective and went, holy shit.
You want
to
know what?
It actually isn't about his boys being back in town. It's just about the boys being back in town, and it's been bastardized.
I mean, that's what we did anthem. With Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Everybody thinks Fortunate Son is a pro-America song, but it's actually anti-Vietnam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
It's an anti-Vietnam
I
song.
I really hope I'm right about that. And I'm not spreading misinformation. There's always a possibility I'm spreading misinformation on accident, just through pure stupidity. There is
just let them fly.
Before we get into the 2024 schedule release, which we will do after the TDR cocktail break, there is one decommitment from the 2024 class. We don't usually cover these too heavily. There's not too many of them, but this decommitment was eye-popping to me.
An electric decommitment.
How do you pronounce Galija?
Galija.
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 Galija Theodule, a 3-star cornerback, decommitted from the University of Vanderbilt. And I say that purposefully because I'm going to read his tweet about decommitting. It says, respect my decision, one Hunna. And then it's a, you can't see it.
The
really
classic
here.
Notes
you can go,
app.
It's a note screenshot.
The classic notes app.
That in large words says, decommitment. With a red line underneath it, which is funny in and of itself. The capitalization of the first letters of some of these words is also funny. So go check out his Twitter at Galija3. We also quote tweeted it from TDR. Don't attack him.
Please read it.
Just you've got to read it. You've got to see how insane this is, that this guy was committed to Vanderbilt University, the elite prestigious academic
the Harvard of the South.
He says, after careful consideration and speaking with my family, careful capitalized for some reason, I will like to announce that I will be decommitting from the University of Vanderbilt. My recruitment is officially open. In that sentence, decommitting was capitalized. The University of Vanderbilt, all capitalized.
From
also capitalized. And then in the final sentence, my recruitment is officially open. Every word in that sentence is capitalized except for is. So I will like to announce that I will be decommitting from the University of Vanderbilt. How did this guy have an offer? And how had he been cleared to academically qualify to attend Vanderbilt University or the University of Vanderbilt.
I have a theory that this is one of those offers that's not a real offer. I think that's what it was, but still, nonetheless.
Oh, he deleted it.
Oh, God. Nonetheless, even if it was a fake offer, I don't ever want to hear Clark or anybody from the administration in Kirkland spout off this false narrative that Vanderbilt cannot work a way around the rules to get kids who would not initially qualify into Vanderbilt. If this kid, and I'll say it, if we got Ray Davis into Vanderbilt, we can get anybody into Vanderbilt. I'm going to stand by that. If Ray Davis got into Vanderbilt, I don't want to hear any more excuses.
Yeah, the comments underneath are pretty funny. I think you're right. I think it was a fake offer. I suspected that from the beginning, but the comments underneath are very funny. Somebody, a Gladeville local at Crook 0613 said, quote unquote, our academic standards are too high, ... This motherfucker's grammar skills are sixth grade level. Yeah, well, can't really argue with that. That's what I've said for a long time. They use that as an excuse for their failure.
Yeah.
There are certain situations, grad school transfers, guys getting in, that could actually happen. I think a lot of times that is used as a crutch for the failure, incompetence, and laziness of this academic department over the last 40 years.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Look at Duke basketball, man.
We got Brian Kimbrough into Vanderbilt. Yeah,
let's be real. But that's the last of the roster updates for football that we currently have. Trevor, I think it's time for everyone out there to grab themselves a cold one before we break down the 2024 Vanderbilt football schedule very quickly and then give a boring and brief preview of Vanderbilt's upcoming matchup against the Texas Tech Red Raiders. So mess that up. Grab yourself a cold one, and we will be right back. Welcome back from the TDR cocktail break. Trevor, you ready to get into segment two of episode 252 of the Door Report?
Ready to roll.
This will not be very exciting, so this might be a good time to leave the episode. We'll see if the viewership numbers drop off and if people listen or if they come back for more insanity in segment two.
Hey, we have your IP addresses. We know whenever you drop off.
We know. Phoebe knows. She's the one that gets us the info.
It's like playing Modern Warfare 2 back in elementary school whenever you'd like just not quickscope somebody like, I have your IP address. I know where you live. We know where you live.
We hacked the mainframe. So Vanderbilt football officially released their 2024 schedule. Most of this we already kind of knew, but the SEC actual order of games, and then there was an interesting switch up in one of the out-of-conference opponents for Vanderbilt on the official schedule. So I'll just run through this. Starting off the season at home against Virginia Tech, then at home against Alcorn State, on the road at Georgia State. Insane game to be playing on the road.
Thanks, Derek Mason.
Jesus Christ. Then on the road at Missouri, bye week. Then at home versus Alabama. On the road at Kentucky. At home versus Ball State. At home versus Texas. Easy dub. At home or on the road at Auburn. Then at home versus South Carolina. Then another bye week. Then on the road at LSU, and then closing out the season at home against the Tennessee Vols. Trevor, this is a brutal schedule.
Really? Because all I see is 12-0, baby.
All I see is 12-0, but there's going to be no concerns about Vanderbilt's strength of schedule after they go 12-0. They're going to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. We're not going to have a FSU
no
fiasco.
Florida State situation. There was one thing that jumped out. We knew about the road game on the horizon at Georgia State. Thank you, Derek Mason, as you already said.
We should schedule MTSU next year.
We should.
We should schedule MTSU. You want to talk about lot two being angry. I'll be angry.
That actually will probably happen.
They should. They should
that's
totally
actually makes
that,
that makes way too much sense for that to happen. So.
Hey, if you're listening, Deermeyer, Clark, I don't know who makes the schedule, Candace O'Reilly, schedule MTSU next year.
Yeah, or whenever you can, as soon as possible. I would love to face Derek Mason. That would actually be a very entertaining local game. Where Vanderbilt should be a heavy favorite, and you already have some familiarity with Derek Mason and what he's going to do against a program you should beat, local, makes a lot of sense, would have fans excited. Do it. That's a great idea.
Yep.
The one game that jumped out for me is Vanderbilt had SMU on their schedule. And now all of a sudden they have Ball State.
Thank God.
Instead. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Ball State sucks. That's a bad program.
And SMU is good.
And SMU is good. Ball State went 4-8 last season, or this season, however you want to call it, because we're still in the current season.
Yeah.
But Ball State, big downgrade in opponent slash upgrade, however you want to view it. So good job to the Vanderbilt schedule coordinators figuring out how to get Vanderbilt one more very winnable game on that schedule.
We finally get revenge for them giving us Riley Neal. This is the Riley Neal revenge game. Yeah, screw you, bozos.
I forgot how excited I was about Riley Neal before he came in.
You got a world of hurt coming to you, Ball State, for giving us Riley Neal.
But I mean, we're still so far away from the 2024 season. I don't even know what this. We don't even have a quarterback. We don't even have receivers.
We don't have an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't even know what this team is going to look like. So we will.
We totally did not discuss Nick Howell no longer on
staff.
Oh,
yeah. Nick Howell to New Mexico.
Ode to Joy?
That was beautiful. Thank God. I did not pick up that was Ode to Joy until you said it.
This is Santa came early, boys and girls. Nick Howell's gone.
Nick Howell is gone. Former defensive coordinator Nick Howell is moving on to be a staff member at New Mexico. So very good to see that for Vanderbilt fans out there.
The state of New Mexico. New Mexico state? Maybe an OC coming from New Mexico State? I don't know.
I don't know.
The signs.
But I think it's about time to switch sports. We are currently in basketball season. No matter how much Vanderbilt fans are choosing to ignore it and don't give a shit, frankly, Vanderbilt takes on Texas Tech on Saturday, December 16th at 6:30 p.m. on Big 12 Network / ESPN Plus. The 4-5 Vanderbilt Commodores take on the 7-2 Texas Tech Red Raiders. I think Vanderbilt's going to be close to a double-digit underdog minimum in this game. They haven't announced the line yet. ESPN's FPI gives Vanderbilt a 16% chance to win. That feels high.
Yeah, that feels
high to me. I don't really have anything to break down about this game. I've never been this disinterested in a team ever.
I think Toussaint scores 30 points on our head.
I think so as well. I've lost faith in this team. Mm-hmm. I want them to prove me wrong. I hope they turn it on and go on an exciting run that lands them in the not invited tournament, which is the best case scenario now.
Yeah.
So I don't know why. What could possibly, you like to see things through a gold colored lens. Is there any positivity about this basketball season or is it just dead?
It's dead.
It's dead. How I feel. It's dead.
Who did we just lose to? San Francisco? Yeah, that was the...
San Francisco's a good team, and that actually happened before last episode of the podcast. So we have nothing new to react to with basketball besides this team still sucks. They've given us nothing to show things are going to turn around. All the issues we pointed out preseason are worse than we expected. Shooting is horrible. Rebounding, not great. Defense, not good at all. But the main issue, there's no shooters.
No.
There's zero shooters. San Francisco is a good program, a good mid-major. That shouldn't matter. Vanderbilt should be a good Power 5 program.
Yep.
You should not lose to San Francisco at home in Memorial. That should be a win. And you damn sure shouldn't be an underdog on your home court.
Yep.
I think I saw Billy Derrick tweet out that Vanderbilt was a 2.5-point favorite. They were a 2.5-point underdog in that game against San Francisco. I got them as a 2.5-point underdog. They still didn't cover.
Really?
Yes. That was the line on DraftKings. And it was correct.
I did not. I'm not a gambling man. I did not.
The line had shifted. Maybe it started out where Vanderbilt was a 2.5-point favorite, but I got them as an underdog. So that's the state of Vanderbilt basketball. We will tweet out the line once it is announced, but I don't have any keys to the game. Shoot the ball better than 40%. Mm-hmm. That's my key.
Yeah.
Jerry, have your team in the gym and shoot the ball better than 40%. Unless you're able to shoot around 45 to 48% consistently as a team, this team is not good enough on defense to win games. You have to be able to score. You don't have Liam Robbins and QMB down low this year. You don't even have Lee Dort anymore this year. You have no defensive presence whatsoever. So you have to be able to score the basketball. And this team cannot score the basketball besides occasionally Jason Rivera-Torres providing some juice from the bench.
Yeah.
Occasionally Ezra Mignon is able to get to the basket. Tyron Lawrence looks disinterested. Mm-hmm. Colin Smith is inconsistent, been dealing with a concussion. I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Now, this game is going to be particularly bad because it is in Texas. Mm-hmm. And Texas, as you know, has a much warmer December time than Tennessee. So this game will end and Jerry Stackhouse will be at the golf course the next morning. So that's what I think is going to happen.
That feels like a good note to announce who our guest for episode 253 will be. We've been in talks, been in discussions with former co-host of the podcast, Billy Derrick, current VandySports.com content creator, writer, host. Billy Derrick will be joining episode 253 of the Door Report to hopefully discuss the moves that will be being made over the next week within Vanderbilt football, and also just chat it up.
Just
we got to catch up with old BD, baby.
We saw.
And he's
Billy.
Coming here. He's coming. Yes, in he's person. Coming.
Yes, he is. Yes.
So this will be in person.
I've never done an in person pod with Billy
in the studio in person. Billy Derrick next week. Get ready, baby.
I mean,
the
what?
Boys are back.
The boys are back in town. I can't wait to have Billy. Billy's gonna be like, so where's the cat? And all this, she's just going to appear up like right behind Billy's shoulder. We'll have Billy in the middle. She's just gonna appear behind Billy's shoulder, just being like, being like, I was the third host of the show.
This has deteriorated so much from when I left. But for myself, Will Byram, and my co-host Trevor Hewlin, this has been episode 252 of the Door Report, powered by Corey Perkins of Parks Realty.